Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. It's that time for the Beacon Bits. This is that portion of the show where Stuart Rosenthal joins me. Stuart is the editor-in-chief of one of the best newspapers in our area for everything 50 and over, from health, travel, to money, etc. And Stuart, thanks for joining me as you always do.
Thank you, Eric.
Of course. Now, this week, we'll talk about health. Let's dig right in. Tell us what's going
on. So everybody knows, and we're always told, exercise is good for you. It's good for your heart. It's important. We're also told that exercise is a way of dealing with stress and coping with stress. So I don't mean to dissuade people from either of these things. It's very important. It's all quite true. But there was a large international study. It was an observational study, not a comparison of, you know, two different groups kind of study. But it found that if you engage in heavy exertion when you're stressed or angry, it can triple your risk of a heart attack within an hour.
Really?
So what they say is they're checking into it. When just being angry or upset doubled the risk of heart attack symptoms when you exercised, if you had engaged in heavy physical exertion or really pushed yourself beyond your normal limits, that could double the risk of it. And if you do both, if you go into that exercise routine and really push yourself because you're angry, then you're really in trouble.
Wow.
The idea is to say to people, look, take it easy. You know, if you're especially stressed or especially nervous or you've been exerting yourself otherwise, don't overdo it. Take it a little more easy.
Okay, good advice. What else you got in health?
This is an interesting study. It's a study. It was done in mice. So, again, it's very early. It's just some suggestion of something. But people, probiotics have been really rising in sales, right? Everybody thinks probiotics are great things to have and to take, and they probably are. There have been definitely some proven benefits. But this is another one, which I hadn't heard of before. When they took female mice and they removed their ovaries, so they sort of induced what would be menopause in women, they found that if they gave them certain types of probiotics, like lactobacillus, the kind of stuff you find often in yogurt, a month after they removed the ovaries, if they did not get the probiotics, they lost half their bone density. If they did get the probiotics, their bone density did not change. And if they did not lose their ovaries and got the probiotics, their bone density increased. So it seems pretty clear that there's some connection between these probiotics and bone density, at least in mice. So it'll be a while before this comes down the pike as a recommendation for people, but I thought it was worth sharing with our readers.
Well, again, you're not a doctor. You're
right.
Sharing a story that comes out of the newspaper,
that's
and I'm not
right.
a doctor either. I'm a real estate agent, but we talk about everything on the show, including senior issues, senior housing and downsizing and that kind of thing. And our magazine, the newspaper, the Beacon newspaper, which you can read online at thebeaconnewspapers.com, covers lots of interesting topics. And for those of us who are getting older, I think all of us are. Yeah, that's right. Last I checked, we're all getting older.
That's the way it works.
So, you know, bone density is one of those things. I think of osteoporosis. I think of taking vitamin D, drinking milk, things like this. But you're saying that there may be a correlation, at least between lab mice and whether they have probiotics and their bone density. And therefore,
right.
the implication is perhaps if we eat and maybe probiotics, it might be helpful to our bone density,
yes.
right?
Okay. I think that is a suggestion at this point. That's correct.
Very good. Well, the doctor is in the house. Okay, no, just kidding. So we've got Stuart Rosenthal with the Beacon newspaper. Folks, again, you can read it. There's 1,500 locations. Stuart, you deliver this. You must be like Santa Claus.
I wish I could say it was me and my reindeer doing it all, but no, it's we have several different drivers who do different routes. But right, we're in almost every public library and recreation department and senior building around the metropolitan area. We're in a lot of CVS stores and Rite Aids. We're in churches and synagogues. We're in bookstores and doctor's offices. So if a person can't find a copy of the Beacon, either they aren't looking hard enough or they need to call us and find out where we can direct them that'll be close to where they live and they can find one there.
And that phone number is 301-949-9766.
That's right.
Good. Hey, say thank you in Hebrew for our guests. It is Thanksgiving.
Todah
rabah. That's right. Okay. Well, shalom, my friend. Have a wonderful day and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Same to you. Take care.
Hey, you ever know what to ask a realtor? You ever figure that out? There are innumerable questions you can ask a real estate agent through online sources. They'll give you this question to ask and that question to ask. But what if I give you 10 questions to ask a realtor? Now, I'm a realtor myself. It's what I've done. It's been my entire career, 29 years since I graduated from college and got into business. Well, long gone are the days where you ask people simple questions. Now the days are really there where real estate is a profession. To be a professional real estate agent requires so much more than just taking classes and taking a test. It's important that your real estate agent know how to handle difficult situations where maybe someone is a hoarder and the house is full and cannot even be shown in a traditional manner, to being able to sell the value of luxury homes based upon a location or the improvements that a house has. You want to qualify an agent's ability to communicate the value of your property. Now, when a house is being sold as is, you want to know how to ask an agent the questions that will qualify them as the right agent to work with. Really, why would you sell your house as is? Would there be a low upfront expense? We would expect so. Would you have little upfront work? We would expect so. Maybe because the property is an estate. Maybe it's the sale of a decedent's estate. Or maybe your house has so much wrong with it that the best means of communicating the value is to call it as is. Meaning, buyer beware, you can do an inspection if you want. We're not going to fix anything. Or perhaps you have a teardown, a property that is located in a neighborhood that is seeing regentrification through houses being pulled down and new houses being built. Regardless of why you want to sell as is, oh, and for those of you who say, I just don't want to deal with it, I'd rather have you just sell it as is because maybe my life is short and I only have a certain amount of life left and I want to move on with my life now and I want to get it done. Well, maybe you say that, or maybe you say, I just want to be able to shut the door and say goodbye. I don't want to deal with it. If you can help me get the house ready and get it prepped up so I can get the most money, that would be great, but I can't be involved. It's too emotionally difficult. Maybe you lost a spouse in your house or a child. The reasons why we sell as is vary, and the means to selling a house vary as well. If you have defects in your property, even as is, we would disclose those. Those might include some crack in a foundation wall, or perhaps you know of a graveyard on your property. Perhaps you don't know what's wrong with your property, but something's wrong, and you can tell. There was a place in Vienna, Virginia that I visited this year with Terry and my group, and the owners knew that they had a water problem because of the foundation wall cracking, but they could not, and seriously, after 10 years of looking, could not figure out where it was coming from. And that might sound a little crazy that it would take them that long to still not be able to figure it out, but they had dug behind walls. They didn't know how it was coming in, and they couldn't figure it out. And water is funky that way. So what do you do? How do you sell a house as is? You can do it as an auction. You know you can put your house up for sale by auction and call for an absolute sale and advertise it in local publications and have an auctioneer sell the property. What we do is kind of like that, but we just do it quietly. We call it the quiet listing. It's kind of a useful middle ground between being on and off the market in that it provides an opportunity for you to still have work done if you want to, or not do any work and yet not have a sign, not have a lockbox, and be able to disseminate information about your property. It might enable you to complete work on your home while we're trying to sell it, or maybe even while you're getting ready to sell it. I have several listings that I have taken in Northern Virginia in the last couple of weeks. One is a beautiful house in exceptional condition that is over on Old Maple Square in McLean, Virginia, that will go on the market for $1,850,000. The house is superlative, would not need to be as is. But I have had another house over in Arlington that we put up on the market that we put it up quietly and sold it to a builder above the list price, even though it wasn't on the open market. The difference between selling a house for top dollar quiet is you're still able to communicate the value of that property based upon the quality of the condition, and the price obviously will represent that. But the as-is in Arlington had stuff everywhere and needed, the sellers just needed to be done with it. So you had two different properties based on conditions. So condition's not the determining factor in whether you sell quietly. You don't have signs. There's no photo, no lockbox, no open houses. There's a reduced commission even that I charge during that window. And there's less hassle. It's private. For those of you who want to sell privately, it's a great opportunity. If you want more information on that or how to sell as is, call us today at 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back.